that we want to ensure that all of our students have an equal and high-quality education.
Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash appearing Tuesday outside of Bennett High School. The district launched the brand-new Computing Academy of Technological Sciences. Under Cash's new education bargain with students and parents, the district is working to reopen new school programs at Bennett and four other locations. The hope is to provide students with new motivation, making schoolwork interesting and enticing them to attend classes. Superintendent Cash said this should bridge the equity gap between traditional schools and criteria-based schools.
You have more demand than supply as City Honors. We want to flip that switch and make it more demand than supply. It will resolve the equity issue that we've heard about between City Honors and other schools. I want all of our high schools to be high quality like City Honors. And certainly the way that we put the design and the plan together for this high school, it will be second to none, not only in Buffalo, but in the entire country.
The district has been facing civil rights complaints for some students denied admission to schools like City Honors and Olmsted. In fact, this week, Buffalo school parent Gretchen Sircone says her son was denied access because last year he opted out of the state ELA and math assessments. She says it's a similar situation for other students.
The district knows that at least 14 children would have qualified numerically for admission, and they're continuing to refuse to admit those students or put any kids on the waiting list who we now know qualify to be on the waiting list.
Sircone says it's great to have more options for students, but the children who are qualified to attend City Honors in Olmsted are still being denied access. Superintendent Cash tells WBFO News he hopes the new community schools at Bennett and soon to be launched at East High School, South Park, and Lafayette International, as well as a new bioinformatics and life sciences research lab, will level the playing field.
And so as you begin to saturate the high schools with more and all high-quality high schools, we still have work to do. It'll take maybe 2 or 3 years to get there. Then that issue of, you know, only having one spigot to go through will dissipate.
Students will be required to apply to the new innovative schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.